Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers, is with us here on the Paul Bunting Communications postgame show. Tom, I thought that was a strange road game where you guys, I thought, had a very, very good first period, and it kind of went downhill from there.
I agree, Schulte. We deserved what we got right there. Our sacrifice, we didn't block shots. We obviously didn't take care of the puck, and we were very average defensively. And we've been the benefactor of those games a lot the last couple of years, and I think it's the first time we've been on the other side of this, and it's tough to swallow. Obviously, again, you know, when you lose an overtime game, it kind of rips your guts out as it ripped your guts out when you saw that puck go in. But again, you know what? We did it to ourselves, so we got nobody to blame but the Beavers.
I have a great vantage point. There's a pillar right in the way of that net. Was there a breakdown with Staley in front of the net, or what happened there on that?
Well, I don't know. I got to look. We got trapped outside the dots. We were late with our point coverage. They got the shot through, and I saw we didn't box out, and you got to box out. And, you know, and then, you know, 22 obviously gets the tip. He gets the tip because we don't box out. So, you know, you got to do things the right way. And if you're going to take a shortcut, that's what's going to happen sometimes. There's too many times you take shortcuts and nothing bad happens. And, again, but eventually, the dam breaks. And that's what happened right there in overtime, Schulte.
The first period, you were able to connect on a lot of cross-ice passes. Olympic-size ice is conducive to those kind of stretch cross-ice get the defense moving laterally type passes, correct?
Yeah, it does. There's a little more ice to make plays there, Schulte. So, yeah, I agree with what you're saying.
Were you just not able to connect on them the second and third, or was it, like you said before, effort?
No, I don't. I wasn't. I mean, our effort wasn't, like, horrendous, but I'm not saying it was a bad effort. I don't think we were very intelligent, though, in our play away from the puck. I don't think, again, you take a look at the goals, they were all preventable goals. I mean, the first one, we have three guys trapped below the goal line. Second one, we get caught cheating. We stretch way too early, so we cheat. So, you know, Woods is wide open. The third one right there, they make a pass to the slot, and we're coming back. We don't pick up our man. And the fourth one, we had late coverage, and we didn't box out. So, I mean, the problem, you can't make mistakes in hockey, because, again, when you make a mistake, the puck goes in your net. If you don't make a lot of mistakes and you're good away from the puck and you're committed defensively, then those things don't happen. So, again, we got what we deserve, Schulte, period.
Having said that, what were you thinking when you finally got the lead there on Kyle's goal?
Oh, I felt good. I felt really good, and I go, you know, the Beavers with a one goal lead. We're usually good with a lead, but again, we weren't tonight, and you know, so again, we have to bounce back tomorrow.
Best of luck.
All right,
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, with us here on the Paul Bunting Communications postgame show tonight. The Nanooks, 4-3 winners in overtime. They get all 3 points.